This meeting of the Bolton Planning and Zoning Commission, regular meeting, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, June 10th, 2026, in person at the Bolton Town Hall and on Zoom. At 7:37 p.m. And let's see, we have Eric Loveland, and we have Rhea Klein, and we have Joshua Lloyd online, and we have Arlene and myself and Marilee and Ellen and Peyton and Jim in the room.
Jim, who?
Oh, Jim Cropley.
Jim Cropley. Oh, there he is. Okay. Sorry. He was not visible there.
He's not sitting in his seat.
That's okay.
Okay, and let's see, we're missing Kwan at this point.
I did not hear anything from him. He did come in a little late last time, so that might be the case tonight as well.
All right, then I'm going to appoint Rhea Klein as substitute until he arrives. Oh, let's see. We have three sets of minutes that we have to approve. Okay.
Can I say something about the first set? Because the
Yes.
reasons we had you had asked me some questions about the first set of minutes, which is why they didn't get approved. And the questions were relative to Jim Rupert attending that meeting on the 20 on
Oh,
the
yes.
on April 8th. He did in fact attend. He did attend via Zoom and explained quite a bit of the A24 referral during that meeting. Also, you had asked, it was stated that the selectmen will not hold a public hearing because they have already held public information meetings plus three meetings with the Inland Wetlands Commission. So I don't know if you want to adjust what was said in that item, which is number seven. Maybe just say the Board of Selectmen will not hold a public hearing, or unless you want to say more than that.
I
I
think
didn't
we
put
said.
it.
Yeah, I see that. The Board of Selectmen will not hold a public hearing.
We'll take, just amend that sentence. They will take the project up and not hold a
And
public
not
hearing.
hold a public
Yeah.
hearing.
Okay. I'd also just request that in the on the front page under members that we just notify note who is an alternate. So Rhea, Peyton, and Joshua, so that for the record.
And I think maybe Joshua Lloyd's last name is spelled wrong.
He was
Yes.
That's how you spell your name. Lloyd.
OY.
Motion to approve the April 8th minutes with changes as noted.
Second.
It's Jim Cropley seconds. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. It's unanimous. 7-0-0. Let's see. Regular meeting of May 13th. Any comments on those?
Well, I have one question on the second page.
Top of the page, the property would include a skills shop. Should that be a sales shop? I listened to the tape. I don't remember skills.
Well, third page.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Where are you?
On the regular meeting minutes, in the four, the sentence that's on the back page, the property would include a skills shop and selling some landscape material.
That's the other set of minutes.
Those are the ones I just approved.
Those are
Yeah.
April 8th minutes.
No, May, this is on May 13th.
At the
Oh,
bottom of the page.
yeah, that's confusing. Gotcha. 33. Oh. Oh. What happened? Three. These are a little messed up then.
So May 13th, and they go, if you look at the bottom, 1 of 3, 2 of 3, 3 of 3. They're back to back. She copied them back to back.
Yeah, so that's the first, that's April, but still, I think that would need to be fixed if that's true. It would be
You want to
right
go
on the
back and
top
amend
line.
your, you can amend your previous approval.
I think he
Motion
did
to
say
amend.
skills. Should we check the recording? I feel like he did mention skills, but
Well, that would be like an instruction center, right? A skills shop.
can we just strike that word and so it says would include a shop?
Oh, there we go.
Seems fair.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have to go back and listen to the paper.
I don't remember any
I
set of
second.
classes.
Is it the
Okay, motion.
consensus of the commission and the motion
Yes.
makers to do that for
Yes.
the
We're
record?
just going to
Okay.
strike that skill.
Yeah.
We're just going to strike skills.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're back to May
May
13th.
13th. Yeah, motion to approve the minutes of May 13th.
I'll second that.
Second, Ellen King. Any discussion? Any further discussion?
I have good seeing.
Well,
I have to say, I did listen to the tape, but I still have to abstain.
okay.
I listened to the tape, but still, we can't vote. Can you
I think
vote?
we can vote.
Can you vote? I
Can we
was
vote?
absent.
If you listen to the tape, yes.
Yeah,
Yep, you
then
can vote. Yeah.
I withdraw my abstention. Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any
Aye.
opposed? Any abstentions? We have, sounds like we have one nay.
A nay?
Who said nay?
Eric, sounded like Eric said nay.
No, I said aye. I said
Okay.
aye.
Aye.
Sorry.
Aye, nay,
Aye. Aye.
aye, nay.
Aye. All right. 700.
Okay, great.
Okay. Motion to approve minutes of the special meeting of May 27th.
I second it.
Second, Jim Crockley. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
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 You opposed?
Aye.
You opposed, nay. Any abstentions? Motion carries 700.
Is weird.
Residents Forum. Jim Lursch, would you like to say anything? And having no response, we will skip over residents' forum staff reports.
Here and there, inquiries at this point about property, basically working on the draft that you have in front of you. Hopefully, we get that all done tonight. I don't really have a lot to report. It's only been a couple weeks, so prepping for the meeting, that sort of thing. We did receive I'm going to call it a semi-final report on Cedar Mill because there needs to be some things added to it. So by next meeting, we should have a final report. What was received, the owner of the property has looked at it. He was very pleased with it. So
Cider mill.
that's good.
She
Cider
said
mill.
cedar
Cider
mill.
mill. Did I say Cedar Mill? Excuse me. Cider mill. Sorry.
That's okay. This is the CROG report.
Yes, the housing strategy for that property alone.
So might be interested in moving forward, or does he still want to sell it?
Oh, he's interested in moving forward. It's just a matter of whether he's going to do it with somebody or sell it. That's up to him.
Anything from Mike?
Yeah, other than what Patrice mentioned, obviously we've been working on, just reconsideration of the text that's in front of you tonight for consideration. And the other thing that I think, if I'm remembering correctly, happened after the last meeting was that we attended the CROG regional housing growth plan technical advisory committee kickoff. So CROG has assembled all of the planners from the CROG represented towns and held like a kickoff at their office to talk about essentially what they know at this point related to the housing growth plan process, which is not much beyond just the legislative sort of outline that we've all got from OPM and others. So we heard, I guess, this week or maybe end of last week, Patrice will correct me, that they intend to have us meet monthly and go through and kind of piece by piece, I guess, help them build the plane since we're all flying in it, whether we like it or not. The initial round of guidance came out, a while ago. There was supposed to be more concise and directed guidance and feedback that OPM was supposed to provide, which we expected to have at this point, but has not yet been issued and will probably not come out until later this summer. So it's probably not going to be until, I don't know, probably August or September until we really have anything fruitful to report as far as what this is going to look like and, what it feels like CROG is sort of thinking when it comes to how the development of this potential regional plan will go. So it was a lot of talking and words and slides, but we're not necessarily much closer to being able to give you feedback that feels like something that explains what it is we're going to have to do, at least in my summary.
No, I that's a perfect summary, Mike. The place was full, so every town's taking part. There's only three towns that are sort of exempt from this, if you will. They were also there. And the next steps are going to be deciding what OPM comes out with and deciding on whether we opt in or out. And that'll be later on in the year, but There'll be things that'll go on from there, and we'll keep you informed as we meet.
No, he doesn't. That's me. And I went to the Regional Planning Commission meeting on Thursday, and all the talk was the same housing stuff that we've been talking about.
Patrice, can I ask a question? Is there anything going on with the drive-in property? I just feel like we haven't heard anything about that in a little while.
We haven't met with them for a little while. I guess it's maybe been a month. They came in. They've got to just decide what direction they want to go in. It's really up to them. They still, I think, have some questions about the sewer versus septic. I mean, they were, other than that, I don't know if they've made any decisions other than what we when we met with them last.
They being the owners.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thanks.
All right. Old business. Discussion amendments to the zoning regulations, section 450-7.2, middle housing.
The idea here is tonight to tighten this up to the point where it's going to public hearing, and then if there's any comments during public hearing and you want to make amendments, then you can. But you know, we had a couple of outstanding items. We've received some comments, so I don't know where you want to begin. Comments or outstanding items or what you think.
I have a question about if these units wouldn't be like an association if they had a shared roads or wells or sewers. We don't need a legal documents saying who's going to manage what or anything like that, do we?
We might.
Well, because it doesn't say it in here, and I didn't know if that was going to be an issue. And
It's been an issue with single family housing.
But I mean, we've got everything else in
But
here
we
that they
don't allow
need.
it single family housing anymore, right?
The
Private
common
road.
driveways? I think so.
They're not not recommended. They're living.
And there's standards you have to meet, but they're still in there.
Well, so the only way that you'd have a more traditional layout that required roads and that type of thing would be the cottage cluster development, which would be those cottage units, but those are still all going to be on a single parcel because the subdivision regs would still come into play if they wanted separate parcels. And so the way that those buildings would be oriented, and we have language in there that says they're oriented around a common green space. So there, you know, we've got language about curb cuts and other items as far as the way things laid out. So there would be no process under summary review where someone could take a big piece of property and say, I'm going to cut it up and put 8 units on each parcel. They'd still have to go through the standard subdivision process that you already have in place ahead of that. Does that make sense? I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we don't need to require some kind of a legal document saying that everybody's in agreement to share a well or share a sewer. Or what I not necessarily a home, like a homeowners association thing. Are we part of that?
That,
Or is that?
I mean, that, and Patrice can jump in, but to me, those are things that would be addressed by Eastern Highlands, you know, because there's much more rigorous reviews that come into play when you have multiple units using a single utility. So my feeling is that that would be covered, but I don't know if Patrice has any other thoughts.
I don't, but I thought there was something in the language in the law that do they have to have separate utilities for each unit, Mike? I don't remember. It might have been just.
There was a separate piece of legislation that allows an accessory dwelling unit to be on the same utility as the single house, but it doesn't come over to the summary review stuff.
Okay. I just didn't see it in there. Didn't know if we needed it. And then I was not here for the meeting, but did listen to the tape. And under building materials, when you were talking about building elements, and there was some confusion as to the photograph, thinking that somebody's going to have to do everything that's on this picture. So my suggestion was to just put in bold, incorporate one or more so that they don't think they have to do the whole thing and they actually see one or more. Just an idea.
Well, it says it.
It does say it.
Yeah.
But I didn't
Such
know if they
design
wanted.
is expected to incorporate one or more of the following elements.
Right. There was some discussion, I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah.
You were worried about people thinking they had to do the whole thing.
I think they'll be fine. I think they can read.
Okay. And then I noticed you took out the cement board, the hardy board. It's getting better, and so many people do like to use it. So my
It is
comment is I can
durable.
go either way.
Pretty expensive, though, isn't
I guess what I would say is primary building materials. Isn't there a percent? Was there a percentage in here like 60%? So,
60%.
like, they could still use it. It just couldn't be 60% of the building.
Going to be the whole building.
Couldn't be the whole.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's where I was coming from. But I'm happy to argue the point if anyone feels strongly.
So, are you
First.
okay with at least 60% of each facade shall be constructed of primary materials?
Cement board's still in there, though, right?
No, it came out of the new one. I didn't see it.
Panel fiber cement board siding
Yeah, it says it right
under
there.
A. It's
Yeah.
still there?
Yeah.
Wait, siding cement. Oh,
Fiber
it is there.
cement.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, I mean, I got
My
excited.
bad.
I was like, yes, it's gone.
The print was so small.
I'm sorry.
I need better glasses.
Last weekend, Tom and I drove around a new, it's a replacement complex for public housing in East Hartford. It was Veterans Memorial,
Veterans Terrace.
Veterans Terrace, and they demolished the old buildings and rebuilt all these new ones to include affordable housing too. And I thought it would be a good idea for people, if we could do a little field trip with that or something like that, because it sort of incorporates a lot of this stuff that you wouldn't notice on a day trip that you were just, driving by and say, oh, look, there's that or that's that, because it's a new build. In fact, there's one section that isn't finished yet. And it incorporated a lot of this kind of stuff that we've been talking about.
Where was this?
It's
East Hartford,
Columbus Street.
Columbus Avenue. It's right off of Park Road.
I have to go find it.
Yeah.
Veterans what?
Veterans Terrace.
Yeah, it don't count on the Columbus Street sign is missing, but nevertheless, it looks very attractive
Like our
as,
kids, it comes, it goes.
but and I'm sure there's others as other people are have started already on different projects. It might be a good idea just to sort of keep a list of things that we can drive through, and maybe even some of them we can, if it's not finished yet, we can even get a walkthrough to see how people have been handling certain aspects of these projects, such as we mentioned before, without basements is going to be a storage thing, kind of thing. So just so we could be familiar, if someone gives us these plans and say, oh, that's a great idea, but some of them are pretty standardized now, and involve things that I certainly wasn't familiar with, and just have a look-see and sort of. I'm a visual person, what can I say?
I guess I am still in favor of getting rid of panel fiber cement board siding from the list of primary materials. So I will propose that. I just think there's no guarantee that they will do it in a way that fits in with the surrounding area. And I think there's benefit to being a little more restrictive in the beginning. And if we get feedback that this is really something that is causing people to not want to pursue this, then we can always make a change later.
I don't care one way or the other. I've seen Hardy Board that I didn't know was Hardy Board. And I've seen.
The houses behind Shady Glen in Manchester,
They're all hard to prove.
that was a requirement.
Because it's so durable.
Yeah, it wasn't just a requirement of the
Those are
room.
fancy DHT houses, aren't they?
Yeah, there's some duplexes back there too, big
Oh.
duplexes,
I don't mind it. But I
but
don't care either. I'm
yeah,
not gonna, I don't want to hold this up either way. Okay. So
it is pretty expensive though.
Yeah, it
So it
costs
might
more
be.
to
I
put
think
up
it.
too, but it's
What's that?
expensive to put up from the research that I did. But yeah,
Well, maybe.
I think it's gotten a lot better, so I'm not gonna push for taking it off, but to Ellie's point, if people have pushback, we can always adjust.
So what happens if we took it out, someone came in and said, I want to use Hardy board, we would say no.
We'd say you couldn't use it as a primary material. You could use it, but on the 40%, other 40% of the building.
Yeah, I mean, I don't particularly like it either, but it's just.
All right, was this something else, Patrice?
Do you want to take a vote? You want to take a show of hands and call it that way? What do you wish to do?
Right. Ellie has proposed removing panel fiber cement board siding from item A of primary materials. All those in agreement, raise your hands. So you got three here at the four. Okay.
The four of
It will be
seven, or are you
removed.
counting all 10 of you?
No,
Because this is.
just the seven. Just the seven. Have to
Am I
go.
allowed to abstain?
Oh, I think for these purposes in writing regs, you can include all of you. You're not making a. It's not a motion, it's a consensus on how you're going to write the reg. No? Well, actually, then I could put you at 5 and 5. That might be a problem. I don't know. Whatever, however you want to do it.
Ria, you have your hand up.
Oh, she was voting to take it out.
Oh, I think I'd go along with. Oh, I didn't realize I had my hand up. I'm sorry.
that's okay.
I was just going to say, I think if my understanding's correct, there was a discussion of that that we could go with a more restrictive language and then change it if there was an issue. And I think I'd rather go that way than going too little and trying to go the
Okay.
other way. I think there was some discussion, and I feel that I would prefer to go a little more restrictive because you're not eliminating it. And then if we feel that we're getting complaints and it's interfering with construction and projects, then we can revisit that. That's my thought.
Thank you. Okay, then we are removing the words lapped, shingled, or panel fiber cement board siding.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm going to do this as we go so that we're okay. So lapped, shingled, or panel fiber cement board siding comes out, right?
Right.
Okay,
Right.
that is it is gone.
So I have a question from staff, if it's okay to ask. Reading through this, my one failure that I feel I have made on planning and zoning in the past couple years is letting Mike Bugnacki, letting the building that Mike Bugnacki built on Loomis Road exist without our really paying closer attention to the finished project. But when I was going through here, I noticed there were things like one large shade tree for every 40 feet, which we don't have there. Buildings oriented towards the street or to an interior green space, which we did not do there. 500 square feet of green space provided for residents, which we did not do there. So my question to you and Mike might be, what I feel as though these are more protective, but is there something that I'm missing? I just don't want another repeat of that. And I don't mean that, but I just think if we don't get to review things and we don't catch ourselves now, I just don't want a repeat. Sorry.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say to that too is I know Jeremy Flick was not happy about the way the air conditioners were hung in the back, and you come down that street and you see those, and
Yeah.
it
That's
looks
not why
terrible.
he was happy. He was unhappy because of the way they were situated. But I can answer your question, Arlene. These regulations are specific to standards. So the way the law is written, these are as of right. So you want to put in the standards that you want to see met. That's why we're talking about things like building facade and
Oh, I understand
materials.
that, but
Okay.
I think so far we've covered things that do not exist on Loomis. I'm just, as staff, do you see something that is missing that we should maybe incorporate that we haven't thought of?
No.
I feel better protected by reading what we have in front of us, and I'm disappointed in myself that we didn't apply more of this to Loomis Road. But as long as you don't see anything, you and Mike, since you do this more than we do, as long as you don't see anything that's missing, that should go in before we say this is it. Or Tom, you deal with this every day.
Well, when I draw a facade, I draw the windows and the doors and the and then maybe I throw in some growies or something, the growies. And I don't show you where all the mechanicals are, because that's on the mechanical plan.
Right.
And it's the decision is made maybe much later in the project. So
I'm just
if they had a pad for instance, for condensers, which have to be outside, they'll show up on the site plan, but if you don't know to ask, to say, what do these things look like?
Right.
Then you won't see them until they show up.
Right. But I just feel the basic amenities that make for a better living experience are the green spaces and the orientation of the building to something green or the street or things that are covered in here that we did not ask of that particular property.
I think the other thing we talked about last meeting was that each building facade shall be designed to incorporate a minimum of 20% transparency. So like windows on every side too, so you're not just looking at a blank wall. Is that, am I right in
Yes.
that's how that's
I don't know if they
written?
meet with the front and the back doors and windows that 20%, but
What I would say is, this regulation, in my mind, goes much further than the bar that was set for Mike's building. So I agree with you that in my and I'm not saying that because I wrote the language, but I think that this produces a better product than what that building currently is, right? I looked at that building to try to incorporate or get a sense of what that looked like or how that would fare in this review. What I would say is we're in a little bit of a unique situation in that, I'm not necessarily unique, but I guess the situation that a lot of towns in this area are in is that th there comes a point where the regulations become so prescriptive and so protective that they make it impossible for the project to happen at all. And so I think
Right.
we we've come as close to that line as I think would be reasonable without, because we're not in a position where we can just demand whatever and the developer will build it because they can get it out of the tenant in rent. But
Right.
of all the towns that we staff in recent recollection, I cannot think of a town north and or east of Hartford that has seen a reuse of a building intended for commercial tenants into a residential. So I think that what you perhaps lose in the overall aesthetic of that development, you gain in that in almost every other situation, it would just sit vacant for a really, really long time. So the fact that you're getting those deed restricted elderly units and that the building is largely occupied and not just sitting vacant is probably a decent enough trade-off. But I think you're correct in seeing that that would probably not, if Mike came in with that building under this reg now, he would not comply. And
That's
that's the goal,
awful.
frankly. We're trying to r raise the bar.
Right. Okay. And we're not missing anything.
I mean,
But we dotted all the I's.
yeah, I'm sure we're missing something. I have no doubt that as soon as someone comes in, either the applicant will be annoyed because we've gone too far with something, or you will be annoyed because there's some little piece that got by, right? And whether that's the facade materials or something else. But I mean, I think as I said at the last meeting, we already know that they're going to try to pass legislation this coming session to require this to go into industrial zones. So the likelihood that we're going to have to be amending this is right at 100%, I would imagine. So, we'll fix it as we go. I think that based on what we know and how this has unfolded, this incorporates everything that we know as of now.
Okay. I feel good.
So the only question I had is, so if they build two units versus nine units, do they have to have a dumpster for two units? Because dumpster pads and dumpsters always look horrendous.
I don't know Bolton well enough to know if you don't provide, there's no municipal trash pickup. So, I mean,
Yeah,
oftentimes,
yes, there is.
oh,
Yeah.
you haven't? Okay. So, would
Oh,
that
you have
accompany?
curbside.
It's
Would
not the
that.
town. Does the town do it or do you have to pay separate for it?
We don't pay separate
It's in
for
our
it.
taxes.
It's
In
a
our
part of your
taxes.
tax. Okay.
So,
For
the town
residents.
contracts.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So, I don't know how that would work if you had a commercially zoned property that was owned by a landlord and then everybody was tenants there. I don't know if any of the apartment developments now have individual tipper barrels per unit. It would seem to me that
We do
it,
at the
at Veterans Terrace, even though there's like about 100 apartments, they each have their own bins, just like we do. And what they have is it's not a dumpster enclosure; it's a little yard where the things are parked, so they're not always out of the street. But then they all have to bring them out to the street.
Right. So we did there are two complexes in town that we used to do, and they both had dumpster pads, and they removed the dumpsters and the town brought in the cans, and each person has to put their own garbage out. I just think the dumpster pads in
Okay,
the
so
wintertime.
can I jump in here because it's we've
Sure.
got a lot to talk about and it's
Yep.
8:30. So, it says dumpsters and refuse areas. So does that cover an area where if there's individual trash cans, they would all be in there? And do you want them screened or not? And how do you want them screened? I would think refuse area would cover what you're talking about.
Okay.
Does that make
Yeah.
sense?
Yeah. I just didn't know if they could. We could add. Can they have cans?
Well, that would be refuse
I think that would be a
area.
refuse area.
Okay.
If you had individual cans, or you only had two people and two cans, or four cans, because probably one's a recycling can and one's a garbage can. then you provide an area where a refuse area where those could be. I mean, does that make sense to you, Mike?
Yeah, I don't think we're mandating the dumpsters, just
Right.
mandating how they're designed.
An
And the
area.
bigger buildings now, they're doing a trash building, or things tend to be internal. So I mean, they're certainly free to do that however they want. So we wouldn't mandate that they had to do trash by way of a dumpster.
Right. And so
Okay.
if you are doing it by way of a dumpster or a refuse area, do you want it screened and how do you want it screened? I know you've got vinyl fencing here. We've used or we've required chain link fencing with slats. I don't know if that's something you
Yeah,
want to
those are fine.
see. What?
That's fine with me. I just thought if there's only two units, do they really need a dumpster? But
Well, if they have four cans out there, you want them just sitting out there, or you want them to put them somewhere?
no. I think they need to be in the chain link fence with the vinyl is fine.
I want a mini little house that looks just like the
Okay.
building.
So, do
Okay,
we
Paul,
the
we're
area on page, I don't know what page I'm on here, five, it's
five.
highlighted in yellow. Is that okay the way it's written, or do you want to change
Sure.
that?
Line should be link.
Yes,
Yeah.
but yes.
What was that?
Line,
Oh,
chain line fence.
sorry about that. Yes, it should be. Excuse me.
And the other thing is that the way the outline is, when you have a capital letter, it's followed by numbers in parentheses, and here it's letters. So those need to be changed to H1. And I 1, 2, 3. And I think that's the only place.
I think you just broke my brain.
Okay, I know what you're saying, Tom. I'm gonna let I will do that, but I'm gonna let codification is gonna probably change this when they put it in. So, but yes,
Okay.
I understand what you're
All right.
saying. So
Okay.
H should be one,
That's
not
right.
A,
It's
right?
not for me to worry
No,
about.
but it should be one, not A.
Yeah. Correct.
H1. Okay, and then I one, right?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, now did we want to talk about the dimensional standards table? Because it's a lot of it is empty.
Yes.
And the numbers that are there are just what's already in the regs for the zone, right?
Yeah.
I think maybe the maximum overall height follows my suggestion, but of 40 and 3 rather than 35 and 2 and a half for the general business and the GMUIZ.
Yeah, I think those might be what's allowed now.
Okay.
The building separation was yours, Tom.
Yes, and
Mike,
that's based on the
firewood.
materials that these buildings are likely to be built out of. And if you're separated by 20 feet and they're on the same site, they don't have to be fire rated. That's all.
Okay.
Good thinking, Tom.
Do we need a building width? Mike, did you have you? I think you and I discussed this a little bit. I know you had some comments, I think, on the unit size, right?
In the table?
Yes. That's on page
Yeah.
six.
I mean, I think unless you're worried about some really strange or overly large single structure, I think building width is something that could just as easily be removed. It is more often used when you're dealing with when other constraints don't exist. So, for example, we have coverage requirements. So we have other limitations to how big a single building could be. We have the building separation. So I think five could go.
I agree. Anyone else?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
The build 9 units.
Kind of limits itself.
Okay, so if we have maximum building coverage, is that included in maximum impervious coverage?
That's another thing we need to discuss.
We've talked about this before. The regulations currently use overlapping terms for coverage, and it's a little bit confusing. In my mind, if we're limiting, if we have setbacks, if we have building separation standards, and we're talking about a total possible building size that accommodates 9 units, I don't know. I don't necessarily understand. I mean, I do understand, but maybe I don't necessarily think it's valuable to have the two there, because the purpose of coverage, other than, laying the buildings out, is really to deal with runoff. And whether it's a roof or a driveway or a parking lot, it's going to all generate runoff. So I think, given the issues with the regs and what Patrice and I talked about, and we can pull it up to reference the two terms, I think you should just leave seven. I don't know that you need six. But it's your
So
world.
that
impervious coverage is like driveways and stuff, not building.
Roof,
Well,
parking.
buildings would be included in coverage.
In impervious coverage.
Correct. So building coverage, building impervious coverage needs to be high enough to assume that they have a building that is compliant, and then have all the other necessary improvements like sidewalks and parking and driveways, because you don't want to be in a situation where they can't build the necessary site improvements because you've limited their total coverage. I'm trying to get to that
These
section.
impervious coverages seem low then.
Yes.
25, 20, 20. When you're talking roofs and sidewalks and driveways,
Well,
I think.
roof is part of the building.
Yeah, I was, I would.
Right, but if the max impervious coverage includes the building, I think the 25 and the 20% are low.
Yeah, as a starting point for discussion, I would increase everything by 25%. So read 50%, 45%, and 50%.
I think that the 25 is your existing, that's your existing standard in that zone.
It is.
So the current regs, I think I just had it, they use the term impervious coverage and lot coverage. And good luck understanding the distinction. So I think that's something we need to adjust, and we've talked to you guys about in the past. But there is no building coverage used separately. It's lot coverage and impervious coverage.
But for purposes of
Sorry.
what we're doing here, I think max impervious coverage would be fine. You just need to pick some numbers.
What are the figures for lot maximums?
We don't have that on here.
There's
There's
no
no.
lot maximums.
So if these are supposed to be more density, more compact,
Yeah.
I just think the 20, I think the 50, 45, and 50, if it includes roofs and
Yeah.
everything else,
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. Because they're still going to have to keep all that water on their property, right?
So are we in agreement to get rid of maximum building coverage?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there other runoff requirements that they will have to
We
meet outside of that?
reference, I believe it is in, let me try to get to it. Yeah, so we reference a stormwater management plan which complies with
Yeah.
the stormwater quality manual adopted by DEEP. So they are going to have to demonstrate that there is no net increase in runoff post development.
Okay.
And that's a, no matter what you set for coverage or what they build, or they have to do
Okay.
that always.
Okay. Then
Michael, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say that is at the top of page two of the regulation.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
We
And
had a project in my office had a project in Vernon, which was a big hotel and all its parking. And what we were proposing to do is these large underground structures, which were going to store it, and then it was going to be pumped to the stormwater system gradually after the storm. So, there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Mike, do you have any comments on raising the maximum impervious coverage to 50, 45, and 50 there?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are pretty good numbers. I mean, we're talking commercial zones anyways, and I think we've talked about before, we are limited in the land that is zoned commercial. So one way to make those commercial zones more valuable is to allow people to have more use of their property. So if you can get 25% more building on the same parcel, that's 25% more grand list growth without having to actually expand the extent of your zone. So, I think it's fairly standard for commissions to be more flexible and allowing greater coverage numbers in those zones. I think that's fairly reasonable, and it's probably even still a little bit on the low side, so I think it's fine.
So I just have a question. So if we're talking like England Hardware, the whole notch thing there, and it's 50%, I think like almost 100% of that lot is covered. So would we make them take 50% of that parking area out? I think
No,
it should.
I
You
think
could,
we
you could.
just I think we discussed this before that we weren't going to make them remove if it's existing, we weren't going to make them remove it.
There's like.
But you could ask them to put in some kind of a stormwater management
No,
system.
I just
Well,
asked the
they would
question.
already have it if it's already there.
I
Well, I'm sure they know
If it's
it.
existing, it's already got a stormwater management.
Don't
Oh,
think
no.
you could make them remove it because they're protected with the fact that it's a pre-existing
Pre-existing.
nonconformity. If you found out through the submission of the site plan, and let's say you went back to 1904 when the building was built, and you found, hey, wait, you were only permitted 40% lot coverage, and so you've been paving this for the last 100 years without permits. That's a conversation, but I do think that you could hold them to the green space requirement. You could say you're converting this to residential use, and we have a standard that says you need to have some green space for these people to exist, and they're not going to do that in the middle of a parking lot. So I think that performance standards like that could still be in play, but saying, you've got to rip up everything to get to the 50%, probably not.
So they would still have to put in one tree every 50 feet, though, right?
I think you could probably hold them to that because you're saying these things are required when you establish this use. So I
So the
think you
landscape
have,
would still come into it.
I think that I think you have some ability to perhaps recognize again some pre-existing nonconformities there, but I think for things like landscaping and green space where they're triggered solely by the change in use to this, I think you probably have some leverage there to expect that those things be installed.
Okay, thank you.
Quality of life.
So
All right.
maximum, Mike, did you want to talk about the unit sizes? We've got maximum unit size here. You can't require a minimum, so.
So we've included that in some of these, a maximum unit size just to not have them get unruly, but also I think we may have talked about wanting folks to think about the best use of space rather than saying I have a 3-unit building and now it's going to become a 3-residential unit building. Some places have decided we don't care, let the market dictate what makes sense. Other places have decided they want to change that to limit the number of bedrooms. And that is, I think, largely based upon if we can limit the number of bedrooms, we can keep them more affordable. And I mean, little a affordable, not affordable housing deed restriction. If you have a 3 or 4 bedroom unit, that's going to rent for more money. So there's, I think, some value to that. But the flip side is, A three-bedroom unit is going to be more suitable for someone that has children. So I think there's, you can decide what you're comfortable with and what you think might need some control. I think it's totally fine to eliminate or to flip it to bedroom size. I think
I
you
think your
have.
bedrooms are going to get limited based on public health code and the soils if you're doing septic, or in our case, it could be the sewer issue. I don't really know how they're going to handle putting residential on the sewer because that's not what the sewer was put in for. So we don't even know how that's going to be handled at this point. I honestly think you ought to just eliminate it and see what comes in, let the market run its course. And if you get some kind of weird building and you decide you then want to put a maximum in, do it then. You also don't want to put a maximum in and then somebody comes in with this great project, but it's just over the maximum size or whatever. You don't, I'm just saying, I think the market probably could dictate this, especially if you're going into if it's existing commercial space that's already there. It's kind of going to be limited in that regard as well.
And we don't have a lot of places that they're going to be able to do this anyways.
Don't have any commercial. Exactly.
So
Except for
not too
Dean.
many.
Sounds like delete. I
Yes,
second that.
everybody agree with
Yeah.
that? All right, so we're going to leave the required building separation in. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, and we're going to we're what about the overall height maximum? Do we need a minimum height?
Was just gonna.
No.
We don't need a minimum, right?
If you
There
want to
will be
build an
any reason for a
underground
minimum
building, put
height,
all the
Mike?
grass on the top, you could do that.
If you had a more town center or some
Yeah.
village downtown and you wanted to make sure that people were building a form where they had 2.5 or 3 stories to sort of match the buildings that were there, a minimum height is important. But because there's such a variation in the buildings that are there in these zones, you don't have a consistent, so I don't think it's necessary.
And we do have language that's basically saying wherever you're going to try and fit it in so it looks similar. So I think that's probably enough. But the maximum height, this is current. I don't know if you want to leave it that way. If somebody came in with a 3 or 4 story building, would you care? I guess again, does it depends on where it would be going, right? So this
Yeah.
is
Aren't
current.
we restricted by the height of our building according to our fire trucks?
No.
And we can do, you
Maybe
can have
if you're talking
those.
about a maybe if you're talking about 5, 6, 8 stories, but you've got
I thought you couldn't have a
mutual
three-story
aid.
ladder truck now.
Yeah, we have a ladder truck.
We have a
Yeah,
ladder
but
truck, yeah.
how many stories does that go up?
75 feet.
I just don't know if that's what restricts us because I remember going through all the fire suppression.
But I think they didn't have the truck then.
Okay, so now we have a ladder truck, which means we can have
Right.
three-story.
I don't know if you want to just do this the same across the board and do 40 and 3 all the way across, or do you want it shorter in the other in the neighborhood and the
No,
other two
that's
areas
fine. Makes it simpler if you
I think that's fine. I mean,
to change it
all
all
in
to 40
all.
and 3?
Yep.
Everybody agree with that or no?
Yes.
That's fine. I
That's
don't even know
fine.
what it means.
Sure.
I need an education.
40
40 feet,
40 feet. Oh, go ahead,
three
Tom.
stories.
Okay.
Mean, it's just like 5 extra feet, so I don't feel like that's a huge.
No, and if you're putting on one of those facades, you might want the extra
Yeah,
height.
right. Some of those designs are going to require the extra.
Need
Right.
room for that cupola. So, what about the permitted vehicle vehicular access?
We've already got only one driveway access, curb cut per parcel shall be allowed above.
So, we don't need that,
So
do
we don't
we?
need that.
And we have parking shall not be located in the front yard unless previously existing. So, do we need,
No.
is that?
I don't think we need parking in a detached garage location because we're already saying it's somewhere else where it has to be. Not in
Delete.
the front yard.
Okay. So we end up with multiple principal buildings, yes, across the board, minimum front setbacks. We didn't talk to that yet. We have 35 feet. Is there any reason to make that less? Again, these are going to be along Route 6 and 44 for the most part and down 83, 85, right?
That's what's already in the zone.
Right. So
I
that's
don't think
already
I
there.
would. I wouldn't lessen it simply because the state owns up to 20 feet in some of them, and they were talking about putting in pedestrian sidewalks and different things. And if we go closer, people are really going to be unhappy.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we should go closer.
I don't think we should go closer.
Side and rear setbacks are all set at 25. I think that's current. This actually, these your setbacks actually build in some green space too, just naturally. Max impervious coverage 50, 45, and 50. Overall height 40 and 3 across the board. And required building separation is 20. Is that everything?
Yep.
I
Sounds
think
like
so.
it.
Okay. Right. And we did get some comments. I mean, we talked to Ellie about your one comment about the fiberboard.
Oh yeah, I was just looking at my other ones. I guess there's like two things that I kind of just wanted to pick people's brains on. Tom, in your feedback, you had bicycle storage. And I like that. I'm just curious what other things. I do too, and I love that.
Well, it's also because they're building them in the affordable. I'm doing three. I'm the field observer for three different CHFA projects for affordable housing, and they're building that
I
in.
think you should build them in.
Yeah,
I think they're
that's
great.
awesome.
And we didn't have anything about electrical vehicle
Charging.
plugins either. And we had talked about that in the regs somewhere, that everything will be wired for the charging stations.
You don't have to put in the charging stations. You just have
We
to put
just
in the
had to,
conduit.
we had to put in the, yeah.
I don't even have to put in the cable, just the conduit. So you just.
So do they, are they going to have to follow those same standards? Or do we have to
Is that
specify them?
building code, Mike?
Not for it, the mandate, which is was passed a couple of years ago, wouldn't apply to a project this small. So they could put them in, but they wouldn't be required to.
That gets pretty expensive then.
And yeah, the mandate is just that they have spaces which are EV ready. So that just literally means putting a pipe in the ground they can run a wire through if they choose to put the charger in. It doesn't, even for large projects, they're not actually required to put in the chargers themselves.
I thought we
Do
had added.
you, for bike storage, I'm not exactly sure what you mean and where you want to put this.
Well, once upon a time, it could have just been a bike rack. Because I mean, that's the way I always did it when I went to school. I had a lock and a chain, and I attached it to the bike rack, and you didn't have to worry. But today, with so many electric bicycles, pedal assist, they're kind of expensive, and that was why I was suggesting that they be in a building.
Like a shed, could
Yeah,
we
like a
say a
shed.
covered bike storage or
Like
something like
a
that?
shed, yeah.
And then they could, because that's sort of, if you leave it open enough, it could be like, I don't know.
Well, they've left it out, and we're going to have a whole lot more to do. So I think that, and right now what we're really trying to do is meet the standards of the immediate problem. But I think that we can take up some of these other issues, like how we want to be, how we want it to be connected to green space. I mean, we had the new gas station down on 6, and we suggested to them
And they didn't.
that they connect to
That
the,
trail,
and they did it.
have you seen that trail? That trail is unusable if you are on a bicycle. There is,
It's not meant for bikes. It's meant for walking. and it's got to be maintained. That's part of the problem. It was never meant for a bike. It's way too steep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
But then
then
what
what
do
do
you
you
do
do
with
with
the
the
bike?
Well, we've actually in the beginning, somebody actually walked a bike down, or they had a mountain bike or something, because they came down to the thing for air for their tires. Other than that, I don't know if it's happened since then, but
But I think there's a lot of these other kinds of issues that we can take up, but I think we don't have to do it now.
all right, I'm cool tabling that. And coming back to it, the only other thing I wanted to talk to y'all about is there's language. I found this was in like one of our some guideline document we have that says like preserve existing stone walls or rebuild when their preservation is not feasible. The thing that I don't know is how many stone walls are in those areas,
rooms,
but
yeah.
is that worth considering because that is part of our like rural tone.
Large trees and stone walls
Yeah.
are supposed to be preserved and rebuilt.
Our glacial inheritance.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, like, is that worth throwing in here?
Could put something in the landscaping design area.
I think it's worth putting in.
Yeah,
I think we
Edie.
should preserve our trees.
As long as it
And the
doesn't
walls.
totally negate the possibility of using the land.
Well, but if when they redid Route 6, if they when they had to move the wall, they rebuilt the wall.
Yeah.
So you're still
If
keeping
we're
the
on
wall.
page four,
Yes,
yeah.
three.
Mike, unless you
Okay.
see a better area, you could make it item number, let's see, landscape design, A, B, C, D. We could make it item number E.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yes.
And it could be, oops. So you want to say, trying to do this so we don't miss anything here. Do you want to, you had language that said preserve existing stone walls. Should you say stone walls and large trees? You're going to have to define what a large tree is, probably.
Well, in one of them, it said anything over 4 calipers could be used. That's a tiny, that's a very big though. In Hartford, you
Four-inch
can't cut,
caliper.
in Hartford, you can't cut any trees down.
Nope.
Yeah, the only problem with that is they go in and they build a new building. If it's a new building and they have this beautiful tree and they work around and dig around it, and 5 years
And
later
then
it dies.
dies. Yeah.
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 So,
Yeah.
I mean, I think the stone walls are a great idea. I just think it's hard to restrict what kind of tree.
They try to save.
I mean, if it's a cypress tree that's been just a weed.
Tree of heaven.
Yeah, I
They
mean,
can cut those.
no.
Oh. So preservation of stone walls and
So I wrote pretty much kind of what Ellie said. Existing stone walls and large trees shall be preserved or rebuilt when their preservation is not feasible.
okay.
Is that where was the
Rebuilt and
putting
replaced,
that
or
in?
yeah,
No,
I like
that's an
rebuilt.
addition.
So that would be
E.
letter E.
You can't rebuild a tree, so do
Okay.
we need to add replaced,
Please.
rebuilt and replaced?
Rebuilt and/or
Well, you're not going
replaced.
to replace a large tree with a large tree. That's not going to happen.
No.
No. But another tree is better than no tree sometimes.
Yeah.
And they were building 19th century Paris. They were bringing full-size trees, fully grown trees, into the boulevards.
Yeah,
That's right.
maybe.
I think it's probably
Thinking.
understood enough to not have to worry about
Yeah.
replacing a large tree.
Okay.
Ellie, did you have anything else that you wanted to discuss?
That would over like the majority, the big things that I was super worried about. So,
Okay.
yeah.
And Tom, you had some stuff under planning and zoning. Let's see. Oh, you wanted flat roofs was the other discussion.
Oh,
So
yes.
we basically have one flat roof along Route 44, which is England's. There really is no other flat roofs. So I don't know if that's something you even want to allow because it would sort of be out of character in essence.
I'm okay with the variety of roof shapes you have. And
Okay, so
for
we'll
the
leave
purpose for the
flat out.
purposes of this regulation.
Leave flat
Yeah,
out.
leave flat out.
All right, we'll leave flat out.
Maybe a pain in the neck. Don't they always leak?
Eventually.
No lows. And
So you don't see it from the just
okay, so I'll
nothing.
re-letter those sections like you suggested. You have an F1A should be shall. So F1A is
Working, I think.
just went by it. Where did it go? Okay, F1A. Parking spaces should be provided at a ratio of one space per unit.
Well, I think you have to use shall to make
Yeah.
it a mandate for legal
Mike, you good
purposes.
with shall there or should? Does it matter?
I'm trying to
Are
get
you
to it.
talking to a
Oh, I'm sorry.
even
It's on page three, bottom of page three, maybe.
at the top of part in the top of page four.
Four. Page four.
With just a quick scan, looks like we use shall
So the
most
reason
of
you're talking about
parking.
A for the parking,
Yeah. Yep.
so the reason we have should is because you under 16 units, you can't require a minimum.
Right.
Oh.
So we're saying should because we're trying to set the expectation, but we're stopping short of
Okay. Got it now.
requiring. So I think we're going to leave that one. And you've got also in E2, and or fire is not needed as the fire safety code requires operable windows. So E2 is just above that somewhere. D. E2. Each unit
So
shall contain operable windows unless otherwise prohibited by building and or fire codes. You want to change that?
I just say the building code, and it's I'm specifically thinking about the energy code if you did a passive house, we're doing a passive house design.
Have a comment on that one, Mike?
But in order to do that, you'd have to have sprinklers, so
That is language that I have. That exists and I have used other regs or have, I don't know how to say that. I have used other regs in other towns that have that language. So yes, I think it does contemplate some of the other code standards, but I think that's what that language is in there for, to not create a conflict. But you know, I think as is the case with some of these other things, if you don't set the standard, they'll just not do it. So I think if it would be up to them to demonstrate as part of the review that the commission will do that there's a legitimate code implication for why they can't provide it. And it's not just that it's cheaper or that they'd prefer to do it.
so we're saying the windows should all be operable unless building and fire code says otherwise. So
Right.
that they just don't put in plate glass or they just don't put in something that you can't open and close.
And we're not saying like a lot of times you see it. I mean, most of us, since you all live in Bolton, you know, are probably living in a single family home, you don't deal with it necessarily. But when you go into a hotel or something, it'll at least give you some operation of the window. It may not open the entire way,
Okay.
but you know, we want people to be able to open a window and get some fresh air into their unit. It's a new building, it'll probably have air conditioning, but again, if it's supposed to be their home, I think we're trying to set that expectation. I have not run into issues with it that I can recall as of late in the other places that
I
have
don't,
this?
yeah, I think it's okay to leave it the way it is. It's just something I'm sensitive to, that's all.
Yeah, for sure. There, I'm
Right.
sure it'll come up at some point.
And we're not saying all of the windows have to be operable, just saying
Yeah.
there's have to be some. You're going to have to just ex explain the other item that you have here. Planning and Zoning Commission review A1 and 2. This is under C, the review process 3. Okay.
Pages have
So you're on,
to
you say
yeah.
applications which propose the construction of one or more principal
Okay,
buildings
yeah.
or the expansion of an existing building of more than 2,000 square feet. So you're saying to separate those?
And also, I think I had brought this up last time too. The expansion of an existing building of more than 2,000 square feet. In other words, if the existing building is more than 2,000 square feet, then it has to be done by the Planning and Zoning Commission. If you're expanding an existing building that's more than 2,000 square feet, do you mean expanding an existing building by 2,000 square feet or to more than 2,000 square feet? For instance, if you had an existing building of 1500 square feet, which would be about the size for 3 units. You could do 3 1-bedroom units in there, 3 comfortable 1-bedroom units.
So it basically it's any application that's going to propose the construction of one or more principal
In other words,
buildings,
anything new, just new
right?
buildings.
Or the expansion of an existing building. I see what you're saying. So you're saying is the existing building 2,000 square feet already, or is it an ex putting on 2,000 square feet to a some building? Correct?
Right. And
Okay.
I think maybe the last one is the language you really want, that last sentence under there in my comments, because that covers all the conditions I think you care about.
Which is expansion of an existing building that is already more than 2,000 square feet. No, possibly propose expanding an existing building with the result that is more than 2,000 square feet.
Right. I think that's what you want to do. I think that's the one you really mean. Because that allows you to expand. If you've got an existing building and you want to put apartments in it, it lets you go up to 2,000 square feet with review by the town planner. But if you create a building, end up creating a building more than 2,000 square feet, then you want it to be reviewed by Planning and zoning.
Okay, so number one is applications which propose the construction of one or more principal buildings,
Or two.
or two, the expansion. Okay, so now here's where I don't.
Propose expansion.
Okay, a
Or I think it
proposed
says propose.
expansion,
No,
right?
I think it says or propose expanding. Is that what it says? Or propose expanding an existing building with a result that it is more has more than 2,000 square feet.
It currently says applications which propose the construction of one or more principal buildings or the expansion of an existing building of more than 2,000 square feet.
Yeah.
That's the current.
Right. So he's saying any, I'm not actually still not sure what you're saying. You're saying if there's a 2,000 square foot expansion that comes before the commission. And it doesn't matter how big the existing building is before that expansion.
What does two say? What did I write in two?
So, I
You
mean, I
wrote.
think I'm just thinking since I don't think you're going to have a lot of these, what if we just shifted it so that if it's the conversion of existing building, it's town planner. If it's any addition or new construction, it's the commission.
Okay, so that's good.
That's easy.
Yeah,
That's
easy. Thank you.
Jeez.
That's why we
Mike, applications. So for planning commission review, applications which propose any new construction or building?
New
construction or addition.
I'm certainly not going to be able to, riff it right now, but I think we would probably just want to shift it so that it just says that applications which propose the conversion of an existing building would be reviewed by the town planner, and all other applications would be by the commission. And I can commit to helping you get a prettier version of that verbiage for the public hearing.
Or just listen to the recording, because what you said before was
okay. All right.
I think it would help if you put administrative approval first and then planning and zoning commission review second, and just said everything else that isn't that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So that's going to take care. All right. Yep. Got that. All right. And then you had one more thing.
Well, we don't have to talk about that. We can deal with that later.
Okay.
It was about what the fire marshal's comments could possibly be. And the reason that I was concerned about that is right now, the 2026 building codes are being held up because there's a new requirement apparently in the International Fire Code that lets the fire marshals tell you what your site plan has to be.
Okay.
And so that's, but I think for the purposes of this regulation, we could just leave it as it is.
Okay. All right. Do we have everybody who wanted comments, or has everybody, what are we thinking? We good?
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Okay.
First
lawsuit
change.
Sounds like
planning. All right. If we are good, then I would like you to make a motion to send this to public hearing on July 8th, beginning at 7:30 at the town hall, virtual and in person, as you
moved.
Okay.
Second, Jim Cropley.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I'm going to hand the chairman baton back to you, Tom.
It's all right. Opposed, nay? Hearing none?
Okay, and just remember, if you happen to be up late at night because you can't sleep and you're going back through the draft and you go, oh geez, we forgot to talk about this, we can do that at the public hearing, and you can make changes as long as they're not like really substantive. So, and you may make changes based on comments that you get from people at the public hearing as well. So you're not stuck. I will make the changes that we've discussed. I will send this back out to you again as the final, or the final draft version anyway, that's will be put up for the public to review for the public hearing. Okay.
And this has already gone to
gone to CROG already. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And it's also gone out to our neighboring towns, that it was all required.
And I think we should take up this bond release.
Yeah, you've got a couple things. I've got something else under, it'll be quick, but it's something else under new business as well. So, yes.
I make a motion to release the remainder of William R. Phillips site improvement and erosion and sedimentation control bonds in the amount of $51,109.31 for completed site improvements at One Notch Road, number PL-21-1, As requested by attorney Thomas Fiorentino on behalf of William Phillips on May 1st, 2026, and as reviewed and approved by town engineer Joseph Dillon on May 15th, 2026.
I second it.
Secondarily?
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Motion passes 700.
Okay. So under other, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
We received a request for somebody, well, it is from St. Maurice Church, wants two trash dumpsters in the back of the building. I'm not sure which building we're talking about. I'm assuming it might be the church building.
That's right, because the back of the parish center is a hayfield.
Okay. And this is being asked for because the health department is now allowed to serve meals.
Oh, it's because the kitchen is now a licensed commercial kitchen. A
licensed commercial kitchen. Okay. And there's no dumpsters there now. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So some of the... he'll need zoning approval. Does he need to come back to the commission for approval? We might be a little concerned about if he's taking any parking spaces away from the church and what's required there of where they want to put this.
He wants two dumpsters.
Yes.
Well, one
two
has
trash dumpsters is how it was described.
Okay, one for food and one for
he wants it behind the church and not over near the parish center.
Well, that would be just
the back of the building is how it was described.
I think it's where
it's a round building, Patrice.
Okay.
No,
it's the parish center. I'm sure
it's the
my question is this something that he comes in with a plan, shows us where he's putting them, and Mike reviews it and gives him a zoning permit, or is this something the commission should see?
I don't think the commission needs to see it.
What Mike, do you have any questions about the dumpster?
Yes, it's regular cans.
It's an ordinary bins.
Obviously.
I guess, maybe two extra black bins.
I don't have any questions, no.
You don't? Does it need to be screened?
I was going to ask that question.
I would say, personally, I would say yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
It's a dumpster.
Does it need to be on a pad?
Well, if it's already on concrete,
they
asked
the whole.
Wow.
So Mike, when I tell him, you'll take a hand drawn permit.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I don't know what they say off the top of my head, but he's going to have to comply with whatever standards are in the reg. So it's got to be, you know, I'm not going to apply a different standard than the commission. It'll just be
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll work with him.
Okay.
Okay. Then I will tell him that.
He's going to lose his parking spaces.
You did get some mail, which you all would have seen at the end of your packet. It was a couple of referral letters from other towns, which are all dealing with the housing stuff and the CPSC newsletter.
The Dunkin' Donuts thing was pretty cool.
That is all I have.
We're here, Jim.
We'll be adjourned.
At 9:05 p.m., all in favor say aye. Oh.
Who seconded aye. It? Raya?
Arlene second.
Arlene?
Jim and Arlene.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no?
Aye.
And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
All right.